Welcome to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leone Dyer. We are two good friends navigating the twists and turns of that middle part of life, and we are laughing our way through it.
Don't get us wrong, it's not all that funny all the time. There's so much we're unprepared for. Adult children, changing bodies, aging parents. We want you to know that you are not alone in these challenges. So sit back, get a front row seat as we share true life stories with a fresh perspective and just a pinch of irreverence. And That's When I Realized starts now.
Hello, welcome to And That's When I Realized. I'm Leone Dyer.
And I'm Susan Dolce.
And this is a show where we're tackling the truth and comedy of midlife. So Susan and I are best friends, and we get together almost every Friday afternoon through Zoom.
I don't know. It's been a really long time.
We're missing a lot. There's a lot happening. But we share our week. We might have to share a month now. And the joys, the challenges, the laughs, and we discuss all those things that friends share. So I don't know about you, but we thought by the time we hit our mid-50s, we would kind of have it figured out. But as it turns out, there's a whole lot we didn't expect. And today's show is one of those aha moments. We're talking about healing intergenerational and inherited family trauma. So, Susan, this is a big one.
I'm going to start by saying this was a special request of Leone's.
Yeah.
Because our guest today, Candy Warman, I had on my Three Things I've Learned podcast talking about the same topic, but Leone was kind of upset with me because when we started to get to the point where she was like, I was asking the questions that she wanted to have answers to, it was the end of the show and we didn't really get into the deep dive of what she wanted to talk about. So this is Candy Warman part two on our podcast. So Leone has all the time to ask the questions that she wants. So
let me tell
you a little bit about Candy. She is one of our good friends. She's also a colleague of ours, and she is a board certified Jewish and interreligious chaplain, spiritual counselor, transformational healing coach, and a writer. And we can't wait for your book to come out. We'll have you on again. Candy guides individuals and families through death, dying, grief, loss, and trauma, and assists them into greater connection, healing, and spiritual transformation. Candy has served as a hospice, hospital, and prison chaplain with death, dying, grief, loss, and trauma, which is our topic today, as her specialties. She holds a bachelor's degree in communications and two master's degrees, a master's in spiritual psychology and in Jewish theology. She now has a private practice in chaplaincy, counseling, and coaching called Sacred Work with Candy. And she creates a divine sacred experience that allows individuals and families to share their heart, soul, sorrow, and joy, facilitating meaningful end-of-life conversations and assisting them in the spiritual transformation of life and death, which is a really big deal. Thank you, Candy. We're so glad you said you would come back on.
Thank you for having me. So nice to be here.
So today we're talking about, like I said, it's part two of this topic because, I mean, this is a huge topic. I mean, This has so many layers. This is like the biggest onion in the world because it does. It goes back generations and it's things that happened to our ancestors that we might not even have any idea about. Traumas that happened because the thing about trauma, and I know we'll probably get into this. I know we have to get into this, is that this is the stuff people don't talk about in their families. Mm-hmm. This is the stuff they avoid. So let's just to have a recap.
I don't think they're aware of it. And that's the kind of, we're aware of the tangible things, but we're not aware of the emotional tolls that people carry from generation to generation. And that's why this is just so important to hear and understand.
Can you just start give us a definition for people who are listening for the first time, that this is the first time they've heard about intergenerational trauma or inherited family trauma. So what is it?
Well, I think we first have to go, what is trauma? And trauma can be an event that happened, but more than anything, it's the emotion that we feel because of the event. So it's the effect of it, which you're right, Susan, we don't talk about it. We've been conditioned. Let me just put that aside. You know, let me just bury that. And I know we've talked about this, but I'm going to say it because it's why it's so passionate for me, is because I've worked end of life. And I've seen all that has been buried, their attempt to be buried, to come up. So that's why I feel like it's so important to talk about. Intergenerational trauma are the things that have happened again and again and again that are repeated throughout generations in some fashion. And it can be the emotions that are carried forward. It can be the events that also happen.
So can you, I'm so bad at giving this example, but I think it really kind of highlights what, how this affects people on levels that they don't know. And I know you're much better at explaining it, but it's the grandma, your mom was in your grandma's womb and you were in your mom's eggs. Like, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to let you explain it because I tried to explain it one time. I was like tongue tied because it is sort of complicated. It does kind of ask you to stretch your imagination a little bit. So,
well, I got to tell you guys, you know, I was nervous, but I realized why I was nervous. And I thought this is so profound to be nervous about this because it's like telling secrets. It's like bringing secrets out because they're the things that are hidden. And I just have to share the humor because you guys will really appreciate this. So the way my intergenerational patterns work, and I'll get into all that, but the way it happens that I'm getting ready to go on this show, right? I can't control how it's going to go. So I get up thinking I should weigh less, right? I think I should look better, or I should weigh less, or I should have lost weight, or maybe I should start a new plan. Because that's how, one of the ways that I tried to control my environment is how I looked, mm-hmm. what I said, what you saw. Let me just let you see only this. And it was from a looking good family. So I'm going to get into that. But I want to say that as a chaplain, the reason this is so important to me, because spiritually, we're all connected. Mm-hmm. Energetically, we're connected. Okay, all of the lines back. So for many people, and I know you didn't ask me this, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway, is that for many people, chaplains have to do with religion. But I'm a bridge to help you and you and you and you connect with that spirit inside of you. That might have something to do with religion, and it might have nothing to do with religion, but more about a relationship with yourself. Mm-hmm. And your own spirit and the greater spirit. So how does it happen? Whew. It can happen simply by the being in the environment. The way I like to explain it is giving an example of what occurred for me. Mind you, my history is, I know you've mentioned this in our write-up, but I'm what I would call a second-generation Holocaust survivor. My dad came over from Germany, escaped Germany at age 11, and settled in the U.S. He would be considered a first-generation Holocaust survivor, and so the subsequent generations are second generation, third generation, so on. Because things weren't talked about, and I'll go in specifically more about that, but he may have, his family, my family, certainly had emotions about that. I'm sure terror, but never talked about it. Mm. So it comes out in a lot of different ways. From a psychological standpoint, we say things like anger that comes out sideways because we're not addressing what's really disturbing us. Control measures, ways we control things, how we're, my dad and my grandmother were stoic. You know, there's no sort of emotion. So if you're a kid and you've got this high level of emotion, tone it down, Candy, tone it down. You know, things like that. Well, you don't know why that happens, right? So for me, and I know we're going to probably go on break soon, that for me, I have spent the last 35 years probably partially in recovery and looking internally and going, what does this mean? Why do I do what I do? Why do I think the way I do? Why do I act the way I do? Why am I afraid of this? Or why am I afraid of that? Mm. So that's a start.
Yeah, because when I opened it, this is like the biggest onion because there are so many layers to it because it's just I read Mark Wolin's book, It Didn't Start With You. Mm-hmm. And some of the examples he gives are eerie and incredible at how patterns repeat, especially at like certain ages. And I even had this experience recently with a client with trauma, and it was sort of like an aha moment of why these patterns keep coming up at certain times and mm-hmm. falling back into cycles. So you are right. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. This is deep stuff we're going to be talking about today. Yeah. It's not our usual friendly girlfriend banter, but it's really important. And especially one of the main reasons that, you know, we wanted to have Candy on is because she has this experience that and we will get there, I'm sure. But if you don't deal with it now, it's going to come mm-hmm. up at the end of your life. Trauma needs to be resolved or it just continues to go on. So you are listening to, and that's when I realized we're here with Candy Werman. We're talking about inherited family trauma and intergenerational trauma, and we'll be right back.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Are you tired of waking up and starting your day already feeling overwhelmed and anxious? Join me, Laura Goldstein, for Coffee with the Universe, where we talk how to start the day feeling calm, collected, and confident instead. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back. You're listening to And That's When I Realized. I'm Susan Dolce. I'm here with my co-host, Leon Dyer, and we are interviewing. This is our first interview show that we're doing, and it's fun. We haven't done this before. And we're interviewing our friend and colleague, Candy Werman. She is an interreligious chaplain. She is a specialist on grief and trauma. And today we're talking about intergenerational trauma and inherited family trauma. And before the break, we were talking about how we've seen this. I personally have seen this in clients before. And if I wasn't aware of the fact that this is a thing, I don't know if I could have directed my client, you know, in that, taken her in that direction to say, hey, let's talk about, you know, that when that happened with your father, like how old was he at the time and stuff like that, so that we had, you know, a starting point.
Yeah. One of the things when we were talking, you tapped into Candy before we went on break, is that you are a second generational Holocaust survivor, which is a very easy, you can see that. I mean, it's, you can understand how that would affect generations down, or how it, you know, it affects people who weren't even part of the Holocaust. But what are some examples that through your clients or that you have seen where it's more what's happening currently right now, where you're seeing that come out, where you're seeing the intergenerational trauma now unfolding?
Okay, great question. I'm going to use my own experience because I feel like for me, it has been profound. Okay. My dad never talked about coming from Germany, didn't talk about what he went through. I'm the youngest in my family. Maybe my sisters, older sisters, heard different pieces, but I didn't. I knew about it. I knew it was there, but I never heard about it. My dad had some behaviors that looked, there were controlling. There was, when I could later wrap my head around it, I could only imagine the fear that he might have had. I didn't even want to study, although we did, growing up Jewish, we studied the Holocaust some, but until I went into seminary, I didn't really dive in. And I alluded to this, but I'm going to share it a little more, that I've been in recovery for an eating disorder for 35 years, been a recovering alcoholic for about the same amount of time. And I love what Gabor Mate says, who's a physician, and he works with trauma and addiction. And he said, it's the stressors that cause us to, it's the undercurrent of discomfort, of uncertainty, of the trauma, of the difficulties that we had in families. So this not talking about it piece was prevalent throughout my family. My parents divorced when I was 9, and things just weren't talked about. So that sort of, let me just put it aside and put it, kind of bury it. when I look at the history and that my dad had to leave at 11 and my grandfather went out of the country. So secretly, they decided he would go out of the country and on a business trip and not come back and just try to get them out of the country. And bit by bit, my grandmother had to pay certain things they could, and they paid it to allow them to go forward. Mm-hmm. Years later, hearing stories, I'm going to back up. A while back, I was at a job and a lot of things were happening at that job. And I had this meditation and I felt like I was being shot at. And then the flash came to me of like my dad, maybe dodging behind buildings and being shot at. Now, nothing in my history tells me that that happened. Okay, there's something else I became aware of. And nobody can tell me that that happened, but I can only imagine that when there are multiple things that you're being accused of, that it's very likely that that would feel like that. So there's a connection there for me. You want to interject? Just ask a question about that because I'm pausing for a moment.
How does that transmit from your father as a young boy? Mm-hmm. How does that trauma now go to you?
How does it go to me? I feel like it's an energetic piece.
Yeah.
Right. And the tricky part about it, and which is why this is so hard to talk about, is because A, there's no documented history of that. Mm-hmm. Right. And because you have to have your own inner experience. You have to work with somebody where they're going to guide you, which is what I do, to say, gosh, this sounds really powerful, that it might be a connection there. And I will say that where he wasn't, as we know of, didn't get shot at, I imagine he would have dodged around buildings. I only found out later that, yes, he was blamed for things that he did not do. Mm-hmm. So from a metaphoric standpoint, if you feel like you're a target in the sense, and this can show up in a racial, mm-hmm. anti-Semitism, in a job where somebody doesn't want to act with integrity, but you're acting with integrity, and you're fired. Because different things, which I found out later, different things like this happened in my family. With my dad, when we grew up in the South and he needed to make a black entrance and a white entrance was the request from the board. And he got around it because he chose to do something more humane. But he was ultimately let go.
and the thing that fascinates me about all of this is how we have the science of epigenetics to confirm mm-hmm. all of this. And that it is real, and it's not just, maybe this happened because my dad experienced, We know on a cellular level, thanks to Bruce Lipton, that mm-hmm. this is real.
And, very much.
And so now we can address it if we know, if we can bring these hidden, these hidden traumas, these skeletons in the closet to light, we can start to heal. It's not just in our minds. It's a real thing.
Absolutely. It is a real thing. And I want to say that we have to trust ourselves. We have to trust if there's a flash that comes to you that indicates something to do with your mother or your father, trust that. It's coming up for a reason.
Well, yeah, and I think also, like, I think a lot of times a repetition of some detrimental behavior or just a pattern happens, and then you just all of a sudden, you know, you find yourself like, why am I doing this? Why do I feel this way? Why am I, you know, anxious all of a sudden? In like, so like my new thing is I'm really anxious in cars suddenly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. And I keep thinking, was there somebody who had a car accident in their mid 50s? Cause maybe that's why I'm like this now, but it's stuff like that. It's just, all of a sudden it comes up as anxiety, depression. We're going to talk more about that in the next segment. And, and we kind of just think that's it. Now we need to treat it without understanding, you know, the root cause of it. I'm going to say one more thing, cause this has me kind of on my soapbox. Mark Wolin, who wrote that book, It Didn't Start With You. His story was that he was losing his eyesight.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And then he started to explore what was going on and traumas. And then all of a sudden, and according to him, an incurable issue with his eyes. And as he explored it and dealt with the trauma and all of a sudden he got his eyesight back. That's the stuff that blows my mind.
Absolutely. And Susan, what you mentioned about anxiety in the car, that could be a whole different segment, but I understand that. And I had to explore that. And I was in a past life. I died in a car accident. So that's a whole
another to go back.
Right. That's a whole nother soapbox to open.
Yeah.
And then what you mentioned about anxiety. And I'm going to tell this quick story too, because do you want me to go into this or wait?
Well, I was going
to
say, you know what? We're at the bottom of this half hour or at the bottom of the hour. So let's go ahead and take another quick break and then we'll come back to your story. I also want to let people know where they can find you when we come back. Mm-hmm. You're listening to And That's When I Realized, and we'll be back in a little bit.
What if I told you that you can live your life with purpose and passion? Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe of Peaceful Easy Healing, and I want to help you bridge the gap between where you are today and where you want to be for many tomorrows to come. My approach is multifaceted. I use coaching, Reiki, and ongoing support to help you grow in every direction. Don't wait. Prioritize your self-care today. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to And That's When I Realized. Today, Leon and I are here with our friend and our colleague, Candy Worman. She is a chaplain. She is a grief specialist. She is a goddess. She's also a writer, and she has a book coming out. When?
I'm almost finished, so okay. It'll probably be within the next few months, about 3 months. My publisher says it takes, once I get everything into her, then around 3 months, maybe a little less.
The title of the book is Moxie. I forget the subtitle, but if you want to download a free chapter, you can head over to Candy's website, which is sacredworkwithcandy.com. And there is a link to click on that and you can read the first chapter. And it's very intriguing. It's going to be a great book. I can't wait for it. So you've got me on pins and needles. You've had me on pins and needles for a year, but I'm not trying to pressure you.
It's a divine process, I'm telling you.
Trust the divine timing, Susan. Okay. Yeah. So
that was the other title of my book, by the way. Trusting the divine timing.
Wow.
I've put that one aside to do this one. That's so interesting.
So when we were in the break, you were sharing a story because we wanted to talk a little bit about marginalized communities and how this trauma affects African-American communities, indigenous people like this. I mean, our country has so much drama.
So true.
Well, yeah. And I think it's bubbling up more because healing. I mean, I think it's bubbling up because people are ready to heal from it. People are ready to start the healing process.
Absolutely. We have a phrase in spiritual psychology. That was my first master's. And that's a lot of the work that I do that says, when things are coming up, they're coming up to be healed. Mm. That's why they're so intense right now.
Yeah.
So
during a break, you were telling us a story you were sharing. And so if you're comfortable sharing that now, I think it would be.
Sure. Well, what we were talking about was how is this affecting people in society? And so much of this stuff like marginalization, anti-Semitism, racism, all of that, in some respects, was, well, it was out there. It's always been out there. But some was direct, some was overt and some was covert, right? More so now, it's more, they're trying to be more covert and a bit more hidden, oddly. And I was telling this story about, I grew up in the South and a nice Jewish girl from the South. And we had to, that's where my family settled, was they came in through, not through Ellis Island, which is where a lot of Jews came in through, but they came in through New Orleans. And they had friends that were in Mississippi. And so I was born in Mississippi. And we had to come up with pat answers of who we thought Jesus was. And that was to save my life, really. And I learned to be diplomatic. So that whole piece around dancing around things out of fear of your safety. Well, and we Jews hung out with the African-American community. And when I was born, the KKK was pretty big at that time. And what I was talking about was that this friend, this other chaplain that I was talking to earlier today, and she said, you know, that she'd almost be more comfortable with the KKK. And I commented that because that was so straightforward, now what's happening in our society is there's a lot of covert, there's a lot of sneakiness. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of coming around the corner and nobody's owning it. And it's very problematic. And we know it's hurtful, but it's sticky. It's sticky. And you don't, and we don't know where somebody is in their belief system and how do we really, who are we really interacting with? Are we interacting with the truth? And I would venture to say that whole power struggle with that, and I'll share this piece, I'll be bold and share this, that I felt like in the society that the reason why I will be very transparent that I'm a Democrat and I am not a Trump fan. And I was very upset about all of his behaviors. But what I want to say about that, I felt like a lot of people were aligned with him because of their undercurrent trauma of how females, how women have been treated, and the marginalization and the minimization and the power differentials. We are human beings, guys. We're human beings. We're all equal. But we can't seem to live like that. We haven't been. So this is why I feel like diving into those intergenerational patterns, diving into that inherited, and when we talk about inherited family trauma, we talk about inherited just family patterns. Mm-hmm. Discrimination. Mm-hmm. Do I hate that person because my dad, my mom, my family hated it? That's what I heard. Those are carried forward. Those are absolutely carried forward the same way that my dad had to be diplomatic about things. And he may not have said he was scared, but I sure picked up the fear. And I sure wanted to hide. And I sure terrified about putting myself out there sometimes.
So how do we even begin, or maybe we can't, maybe it's a collective thing, but how do we even begin to heal that as a, I'm just going to start at home as a country. I mean, obviously it should start at home but how do we, I'm overwhelmed just thinking about it, but I feel like it has to start somewhere. We have to move in a direction of healing and grace and charity. And yeah.
Yeah. We have to really start connecting with ourselves. I keep thinking about that. I want to start this program called Feel and Connect. Because the way that I feel everything in my body, okay, I was told I'm emotional like my mom was. I've been told, Candy, you just need to get control of those feelings. And it's like, no, I really need to just feel them. I don't want to eat over them. I don't want to drink over them. I don't want to whatever, right? Which means I need to feel it. So which means we need to connect in our body. Our body has a memory. So we need to start connecting. And it starts with us, not pointing the finger at somebody else. And I want to share this other, I want to talk more about that, but I want to share another way that to kind of illustrate this. And the reason this is really important, and I know it's all it throughout humankind. We're all afraid. We're afraid. We all get afraid. Fear is a normal emotion. Paralyzing fear is something else. And when we have trauma, we have that fight, flight, freeze response. Okay. So we have to start looking at what happened in our life. My mom never talked about being afraid either. You know, she really was the I'm woman, hear me roar, just kind of charged forward. My dad was charged forward. I adopted those patterns as well. So it's not all bad. I mean, it's not all disconcerting sort of patterns, but my mom never talked about her fear either. And I've always said I come from a looking good family. And I talk about this in the book, in my chapter, Healing Patterns for the Fuller Blessing. And that insecurity about being seen in the world, let me just look good. Let me make sure I look good, regardless of how I feel. That's a disconnection. So that's a piece of that. And the other piece of it about the fear, my mom was, she was always kind of afraid, sort of a, like as if I was going to abandon her. So fast forward, right? I'm in grad school. We're doing a genogram. And I look at patterns. And my mom says to me, she had a fear that my grandmother, my grandmother was afraid. She was 18 years old. My grandmother was afraid that her father was going to leave her. And my mom was just floored about this. She says, why? Why are you afraid? And all of a sudden, my grandmother broke down and she says, because your grandfather, my father, walked out, was a womanizer, walked out when her mom was 30 years old, leaving six kids. And I thought, oh my God, that explains everything. Because I already knew about intergenerational patterns by then. And I thought, that's a part of being afraid. B, the fear of abandonment. And it was profound. And then you throw the piece about a great-grandfather that was a womanizer. And how many times has divorce and infidelity and different things come clear?
Yeah, that fascinates me, because that's like everybody in my family has passed on. And I know there were traumas from World War II. I know there was stuff that I mean, I know a lot about my aunt's personal traumas, but, you know, you and I were chit-chatting about this the other day about how can we go and notate and get this and get stuff on the record? Like, how can we ask our relatives, like, what happened? I mean, even, and as they get older, they don't remember. And again, it's because everything is hidden and shoved under the rug and nobody talks about it. So we're going to take another break, but when we come back, you know, it's, you've said that this all comes up at the end of life. And so, and you've also said that, you know, as individuals, if we're going to start anywhere, it has to start with us. So I'd really like to know, especially, you know, both of my parents have passed. Leon's parents are getting on in years. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have older parents. How do we have these conversations with our parents and our relatives to kind of mine up these traumas to give us some teeth to understand what's going on when we have these situations, especially when there's depression and anxiety and all of that. Yeah. Oh, this is heavy stuff. Okay. That's why we need to take a break. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to, And That's When I Realized, and we'll be right back.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step by step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leone Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeoneDyer.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back. We are having a heavy conversation today. Mm-hmm. It's not our typical And That's When I Realized conversation, but we're very happy to have Candy on with us. For me, it's again, like I said, it's Candy 2.0. We're talking about inherited family trauma and intergenerational family trauma. And Candy, where can everybody find you again? What's your website?
SacredWorkWithCandy.com. Candy with an I.
Candy with an I. I was going to say that, like candy with an I.
We did that last time.
Yes. So we were talking about before the break, how trauma will, you know, at some point in your work as a chaplain, that if you don't do the inner work, if you don't take the time to heal, at some point it needs to be resolved. Come the end of your life, or that's been your experience. And it reminds me of this quote by Gabor Mate. And if anybody's familiar with him, he has a movie out that's called The Wisdom of Trauma. It is fantastic. Every once in a while, they'll have these speaker series. I forget the name of the organization that hosts those, but he had a quote that said, it's something to the effect of, it's not the trauma that does the damage, as much as it is not being witnessed mm-hmm. in your mm-hmm. trauma, or not being witnessed in your feeling of what happened. So with that being said, like if we wanted to talk about anxiety and what happened with your dad, but I definitely want to address like how, if we can't get the stories, maybe we're going to get sugar-coated stories from our relatives, because mm-hmm. that's the version they got, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the story that they're holding on to, because if it's so traumatic, they're not going, they don't want to go back there.
Right. Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're asking how do we get that information?
Yes. How do we get that information?
Right. Right. Well, it's tricky. It's tricky because we can't always get the stories. And like Leon said, as human beings, we tell ourselves a story so that we can survive. Mm-hmm. It's a survival mechanism. And when you talk about being witnessing, so what I do in my practice is I'm following the energy. I'm following what's happening. You know, they talk, Mark Wolin talks about it, and It Didn't Start With You. Listening to the language. So we can start doing this with ourselves. Mm. We can do it in our families, but again, people adopt a story because that's how they can live with themselves. That's how they can live within a family. That's how they cope. That's how we cope. That's our human condition. When we can hear the story, for me, I'll pick it up. I pick up a lot of different pieces that seem, well, gosh, that happened so long ago. Why do we need to pay attention to it? Well, if it's plaguing you, you need to pay attention to it. If it's recurring, you need to pay attention to it. You know, I was fortunate to, like I mentioned before the break, that we did a genogram, which looks at patterns within our families. And while I was doing this, my aunt was still alive, and I had seen some paperwork that she sent us to about Germany, and I happened to notice a tombstone. And it had the last name as my grandmother. And I happened to ask her about it, what happened to this person? And she said she stumbled because it was a secret. Mm. And she said, well, I said, did he commit suicide? Yes, I think he did. Well, do they know why? And she says, well, I think it was about money and love. And I'm like, well, oh my God, that explains everything too, right? It was like another thing that you go, wow, who hasn't had trouble with love at times, right? Who hasn't had trouble with money? And I guess for me, because I start listening in and you start hearing, you start thinking, oh, this resonates. That makes sense, right? So how do we do that? As I mentioned before, we have to start listening to ourselves. If we get an indication, start exploring it. In my practice, I do what's called spirit-to-spirit conversations, meaning if my mom and my dad are deceased, and I do some of these spirit-to-spirit conversations in my book, by the way, because how do we connect with the soul presence? And I can ask the questions. So I may or may not, if you get messages that resonate for you, then I'm going to say go with it. Because mm-hmm. if it makes sense, it's like putting together a puzzle. I like puzzles. This one's been a bit painful at times, but it's putting together a puzzle. The puzzle of you. Mm-hmm. And as you brought up, yes, I've been a hospice chaplain for years, worked with end of life, and I've seen what we call as terminal agitation. And by the time people get to hospice, you can't really talk about everything. Mm-hmm. Because, well, you can't process it. So I'm just going to say that we may not have the whole story come out, but there might be a word here and a word there, and that person knows what they're sharing. Their spirit knows. Their spirit knows what they're sharing. Mm-hmm. I'm a witness to it. Mm-hmm. I'm holding that sacred space. That's why I call my business Sacred Work with Candy. Mm-hmm. I'm holding that sacred space so you can evolve. You can unpack these stories of our life that help us understand who we are and how to go forward and live more freely and live our best life.
And I think our past generations, my parents and my grandparents, and go down, I think they want us to break this this chain that we have to these connections, to get rid of the shame, get rid of the anger, get rid of, and I think they want us to do this.
Absolutely. So, I believe that wholeheartedly.
So
we're gonna, we have to, I can't believe we could talk about this for like 3 hours. It'd be a 3 hour show with no break.
Candy needs her own show.
Well, I think we need to do the trauma talks.
Yes.
I was talking about.
We're definitely going to explore that. Absolutely.
I'm doing it. I feel so passionate about that. It's to give space for that to come out.
Nice.
I will. I promise. We have a sticky note.
Yes.
What's our sticky note?
Yes. So we end the show with, because we don't have a manual to get us through midlife and all these things, we're giving you a sticky note, one little note at a time. Today's, we all carry inside of us people who came before us. Mm-hmm. Liam Callahan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Anyway, thank you, Candy. This has been awesome. Again, like I said, we could talk about this forever. I could have you on all the time. We are going to talk about trauma talks. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. This has been a great show. Hopefully you enjoy this interview type setup that we have done. We're going to have a few more of those coming up. And remember, age is just the number of years the world has been enjoying you. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for being here with us today on And That's When I Realized. We are here to shed some light on the misconceptions around midlife by sharing real life stories and a fresh perspective.
Look, we know it's not easy, but change is constant and inevitable. Let's explore what it means to move through challenges with a dose of humor and embrace each challenge, each new discovery with a higher sense of understanding. We hope you heard something today that made you laugh and recognize the truth and comedy of midlife. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.